Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Galilee refers to an area that is north of Mount Carmel and south of the east-west section of the Litani River. Of more significance, Galilee was part of the land promised to Abraham. It was the land settled by the conquest first led by Joshua. It included the land of Naphtali, a tribe descended from a child of Jacob. Yet Galilee was despised. Why? Well, Solomon first gave some of the land away to King Hiram in exchange from some previous gifts that Hiram had given to his father David. Galilee also comprised the part of Israel that was the very first to be conquered and deported by Assyria 700 years before. Isaiah says, "In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Naphtali," that is, the land of Galilee. But yet Jesus began his ministry in Galilee, and he ended his ministry in Galilee. So we also have these hopeful words to Isaiah that Jesus quotes earlier in the Gospel of Matthew. "In the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." When Isaiah first said these words, there was no light in Galilee. It was a conquered land. But he writes it in the past tense. That's how sure he is that this will come to pass. And so Jesus grew up in Nazareth of Galilee. When introduced as the Messiah, Nathanael asks, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Just to show how Galilee was viewed at that time. But this is where Jesus began his ministry, preaching and teaching among the Jews who mingled there with the Gentiles. But the tone of Nathanael soon changes after an opportunity to speak with Jesus arises. Hearing the words of Jesus, Nathanael proclaims, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." So the one who came out of Galilee, that forsaken and removed land, is proclaimed as the King of Israel. And so we begin to see how Jesus chose the weak to shame the strong. This Galilean origin, by the way, also in God's providence, fit into the events of the crucifixion. The people of Galilee, because they're removed and mingled with the Gentiles, had some different customs than the people of Jerusalem. That's why the disciples were able to celebrate the Passover meal at a different time than those in Judea, which explains why Jesus had both a Passover meal and was also crucified on the Passover. And also, it just so turns out that Peter was identified as a Galilean by his, perhaps by his accent, just before his denial. "You must be one of them," they said, "because you're from Galilee." So Jesus' providence of his origin in Galilee is woven into all the events that lead up to his hour. But what matters most is that Jesus will bring this full circle in the resurrection. Even predicting his denial, Jesus also proclaims that he will see them again in Galilee. Listen to this quote from earlier in Matthew. "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." So what does this mean? St. Gregory says, "For Galilee means a passing over from death to life. For our Redeemer had already passed from his passion to his resurrection, from death unto life. And he is seen first by his disciples after his resurrection in Galilee, because we shall have joy in seeing the glory of his resurrection." Jesus, yes, redeems what is lost, and he chooses the weak to shame the strong. So the question we can ask tonight is, what is the Galilee in your life? What has been taken from you, like Galilee was taken from Israel? What part of your life is despised by others, or even despised by you in its disorder? What part of you has become impure and compromised like Galilee, commingled with those that have nothing to do with the true Israel? But like Galilee, this, a real part of your history, has been affected by the fall. Yet we heard the words, "Upon the land of Naphtali, Galilee of the Gentiles, a light has dawned." Like that original Galilee, Jesus goes to the Galilee of your life first. He goes there tonight. He goes there to raise it up and give it new life.